Guys, this is going to piss you off, just telling you ahead of time. We have hit a new low in this fight for the Second Amendment. As I'm recording this, it's tonight, but you'll see it tomorrow morning. But today, Monday, February 2nd, 2026, a member of the president's own administration, yes, the United States Attorney for the District of Columbia, has openly declared that legally licensed gun owners will go to jail just for bringing their guns into Washington, D.C., which is totally illegal. You can carry within the district. There are a lot of gun-free areas, but you can carry in your nation's capital. I've done it numerous times. And she didn't couch it in politics or nuance. She said it plainly. Quote, "You bring a gun into this district, count on going to jail. I don't care if you have a license in another district, you're going to jail." You know what? Let's hear it in her own words, because somebody out there will say that I'm putting words into Judge Jeanine Pirro's mouth. Here it is.
"And you bring a gun into the district, you mark my words, you're going to jail. I don't care if you have a license in another district, and I don't care if you're a law-abiding gun owner somewhere else. You bring a gun into this district, count on going to jail, and hope you get the gun back." And that makes all the difference.
Yeah, it's amazing how accountability works, you know, when people think that if they actually get arrested, they might have to do time and they might be taken off the street. It sort of puts a little different message into people's heads.
All right, let that sink in. A government official openly claiming that law-abiding Americans, people who did everything right, could be criminalized and locked up for simply exercising their constitutionally guaranteed pre-existing rights. This isn't hyperbole. This isn't fear-mongering. This is actually happening right from the horse's mouth. And gun owners need to wake up. Think about what that means. You go through the process. You get trained. You get your permit. You follow the law in your home state. You travel to your own nation's capital, which is notoriously restrictive gun laws. I'll give you that. And then you're told, just for having your firearm, that you're going to jail? That is criminalization for lawful conduct, and we, the people, will not stand for it. This isn't somebody hypothetically defending criminal activity or violent wrongdoing. This isn't someone saying violent offenders should be prosecuted. No, this is law-abiding gun owners, the backbone of American gun rights, being threatened with arrest simply for having their firearm with them. That's not law enforcement. That's intimidation. And the Constitution means more than your tough words or opinion. And you aren't as tough as you sound, Jeanine. And it gets even worse. This mark my words rhetoric represents a significant shift within parts of the Republican Party and this administration's messaging on gun rights. Trump and his allies, yes, Republican allies, are now throwing out hardline language that sounds more like gun control rhetoric than constitutional defense. And for all those who are saying, "See, I told you," use the search feature on my channel and look at the videos I did about Donald Trump in his first term. Do your homework first. In the same breath that they claim to defend the Second Amendment, they're endorsing enforcement positions that would criminalize responsible gun owners for lawful conduct. That's not balance, that's betrayal. And for decades now, millions of hardworking Americans have done everything right. They've taken gun safety seriously. They've passed background checks. They've earned permits and carried responsibility. And now they're being told that traveling with their firearm could land them in handcuffs if they go to D.C.? Let's be very, very clear. We all want public safety. But you don't have a right to be safe in public. You do have a right to keep yourself safe in public. Responsible gun owners care about safety. That's not the argument. The argument is this. You can follow every law in your state. You can do everything required of you. And yet your rights can be erased simply because somebody in another jurisdiction has different ideas, policies, or even laws. That's not constitutional. That is not what the founders envisioned when they wrote the Second Amendment. Look, there has to be some baseline of predictability and fairness. And right now that doesn't even exist. It's a patchwork of conflicting jurisdictions where you can be a criminal 1 mile from your home without ever doing anything wrong. If we can't protect law-abiding gun owners from being criminalized for lawful conduct, then we don't have a Second Amendment, we have a permission slip. And that's exactly why nationwide constitutional carry and reciprocity are absolutely essential. In fact, we already have them. It's in the Constitution. But here's what I mean. Constitutional carry, the legal public carrying of a firearm without needing a permit, a permission slip to pay the man to ask for an okay to carry. Reciprocity. Every state honors our right to carry from every other state so that responsible gun owners aren't criminals just for crossing a state line, a fake-ass line on a map. And right now, if you drive from Tennessee into another state, you can find yourself in legal limbo. Your permit might not be recognized. Your lawful firearm can suddenly be a crime. And that's not freedom. That's not liberty. It's a trap. And this isn't a hypothetical future fight. It's happening right now in Washington, D.C., in state capitals, in courts with federal prosecutors openly saying that you'll go to jail for exercising your own right. Look, gun owners face real immediate consequences here. Law-abiding citizens are being targeted just for traveling. Enforcement focuses not on violent criminals, but on responsible gun owners. A political party that once claimed to champion your rights is now using enforcement rhetoric that undermines them. And make no mistake, this isn't confined to D.C. If this rhetoric goes unchallenged, it will spread. Yesterday, D.C., tomorrow, your state. This moment requires urgency because right now our rights mean nothing if they can be criminalized by interpretation and enforcement of some old hag named Jeanine Pirro. We need nationwide constitutional carry. We need reciprocity. We already have them. It's the Second Amendment. But more importantly, we need political leaders with the courage and balls to defend the Constitution, not political enforcement positions or some snippets that sound good on Fox News. This isn't some academic debate. This is about whether your right to self-defense can be taken away with a bureaucrat's smile. So here's your bottom line. If a government official appointed and sworn to uphold the law can stand on national television and say licensed gun owners will be arrested simply for carrying, then every gun owner in America needs to ask one question. Are you going to let them get away with it? Because make no mistake, this isn't a debate anymore. It's a fight. And if we don't stand up now for nationwide constitutional carry and true reciprocity, then all of our rights will be the next thing that they try to criminalize. This is our Second Amendment. This is our freedom. We don't get them from Jeanine Pirro. We don't get them from Donald Trump. We don't get them from anybody in government. And it's time that we defend it, no exceptions. Guys and gals, I don't care who you voted for, who you think's doing a phenomenal job. Hard stop on the Second Amendment is what I think. Don't care. When you say crap like that, I'm done.